Okay, welcome to Nerdy Bored and Almost 30. I'm here with Sarah.
Hello.
Okay, Sarah and I had a fun weekend. We just came back from a friend's wedding. It was awesome.
It was hands down the best wedding I've been to.
Yeah, it was really, really fun.
They waited for us to get there, and they had a very short ceremony, and we got drunk.
Yeah, we got pretty drunk.
It was beautiful.
We got so drunk, we're still feeling it now.
Yeah, we're not at our tip top.
Yeah. So, what you got for us, Sarah?
Porn.
All right, let's talk about porn.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite kind?
Oh, man. I mean, I don't think
Or like recently. What have you been into recently? I know things change. You get desensitized. You got to find something new.
Yeah. I mean, I was watching like Japanese femdom stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I found this funny one where like this lady. Okay. So she gets like a little box and like it's got a cushion on it, but it's got like a little hole in the cushion. That's like the shape, you know, perfect size for somebody's face.
Okay.
And the box like opens up. Think like, you know, the guillotines when like, or the stockades or whatever, you put like your head through.
Yes.
And it closes. So like, imagine if that's like one wall of a box, right?
So it locks the people in
their head. Yeah. So, the guy will lay down and like his head will go in this little box and then she closes it on top of him. And then his face is like protruding just a little bit out from like the cushiony parts.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just sits on it. Like rubs her like vagina all over his face.
That sounds like an efficient way to sit on someone's face.
Yeah, and he's just like stuck there, and like, he was like tied up.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah.
No, not really. That sounds weird.
Well, you wouldn't like it.
No.
No, you. Tell us about yourself. What do you like?
Mostly gay porn, like whether it's two women or two men. Straight porn's kind of boring. Recently,
I didn't know you liked two women. What kind of two women activities? Like, is it BDSM-y or is it just like two women making out than fucking? Or
no, more BDSM-y, like teasing slaves. Okay. I think that's way better with two women rather than the man and a woman.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. It's like less normal.
Okay. Like, what do you mean? Like flicking their nipples and getting them like aroused, but like then denial?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of cool. I didn't know that you liked two women. I know the kind of porn you like that has two men in it, though. And that's kind of funny. Do you want to elaborate on the different kinds of scenarios that you'll see in that pornography?
I've been pretty into like hazing pornography for a consistent while now.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, like they're super fake, which is really lame. Like, yeah. It's just obviously gay boys being like, "Oh, don't fuck me in the ass. I'm so embarrassed." And like that's not
impression
convincing.
Of a gay boy.
That's what they sound like.
That's
I'll
fantastic.
Show you the video. Don't worry.
Okay.
We'll get proof there for you. So,
well,
that's always good. Yeah.
That's your impression of a gay boy acting straight.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, okay, so these guys are like, is it like a frat?
Yeah, it's fraternity or sorority hazing. Sorority hazing isn't as good because, like,
they
don't get boners.
Yeah.
So it's, like, they're probably faking. And they always sound the same. They sound really weird.
You want to tell us how they sound?
All right, bitch, lick that pussy. Do it. Yeah, you like that, bitch, huh? It's lame.
Yeah, feel free to cut that out. Download this, cut it out, animate it, or
just listen to it over and over.
Just listen to it over and over and jerk off. So one thing that Sarah and I did recently is we put the URL to this podcast in our Tinder profiles.
Mm-hmm.
And we got our first comment.
We did.
Was it today?
I don't know. I think the date is like all weird. It says it's from the 18th.
Okay.
It's from the future.
So
it's future trunks.
It's future trunks.
Oh my god!
Gonna touch you.
Oh, Ken Zyro, the guy who does the subtitles for Dragon Ball Super,
mm-hmm.
He is awesome because that show's amazing, and he gets those subtitles out really quickly. He messaged me happy birthday.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was fantastic. It really made my day.
Yeah, that's awesome. this new episode of Dragon Ball Kai or Dragon Ball Super was like fucking amazing.
It was really, really cool. Cannot recommend Super strongly enough.
Yeah, Goku did something that I've been like curious about since he went Super Saiyan, which is like, can you do Kaioken and Super Saiyan?
Like, if he had asked Master Kai about or King Kai about that, like, he would have had a heart attack because he was all butthurt about Goku going, like, what, Kaioken times four? Or no, times three. Like, he really didn't
he was like, that. That's too much or whatever.
Your body can't take it.
Yeah, at the end of the Kaioken, like, in the little flashback where Vegeta is, like, remembering how he got his butt kicked, he, like, Goku looked like he got hit by a train after using Kaioken.
Yeah, that was kind of a risk on his part, but he was able to do it.
So, going back to, like, hazing, not really, actually, it's more about Saiyans. We had discussed, like, how Nappa is a rapist and how he uses his tail, you know, like, mm-hmm. and you were telling us, like, what was it the point you made about Vegeta's tail, like, not being sensitive?
Yeah, like, they were able to, like, grab onto Raditz's tail and he was, like, all weakened like by it. Yeah, like, he couldn't mm-hmm. handle it. But when they tried that same ploy, I think, was it Krillin who did it first? That doesn't matter. When they tried, like, squeezing Vegeta's tail, he just laughed.
Like, and, like, he was whapped him with it or something.
Yeah. He was like, ho, that used to be a weakness, but it's not anymore because I'm a Prince of Saiyans.
Yeah, I'm a super elite, and I put this everywhere.
So we think that might be further proof that someone else had been squeezing Vegeta's tail to, you know, build up his tolerance.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think, when Vegeta's tail was still sensitive, what do you think that person was doing when they squeezed?
I think that they were hurting him. I think that they were deriving pleasure from hurting him.
I think little Vegeta was hurt.
I think there's a reason that he got that widow's peak.
Yeah.
It's the stress.
It's all the stress from being molested. Oh, man. Maybe the climax of the Saiyan saga was really Vegeta letting go of his past. He's like, you molested me, and now you're dead. And he threw Nappa up, and he just fucking blew him away.
That's pretty poetic.
And, like, I'm sure he was about as nice to Nappa as he is to Goku. Maybe he's like, oh, I found a new friend. I just got to figure out how to do this, and he just sucks with people. So he's like, well, all my friends, the people I'm close to, I just, like, have to try to continue to fight them and kill them.
Yeah. Vegeta's, like, not fighting for fun. He's fighting to destroy things. He wants to be the strongest.
Mm-hmm.
He like, really wants to kill Goku.
Yeah, but he wants to do it with honor or whatever.
Yeah, so Saiyans have their pride.
Yeah.
Not like Kaba.
Well, okay, so let's go back to porn.
Yeah.
So there's that one. And then what's the one you said there's, like, one with wrestling?
Yeah, that'll also watch with two women or two men. They're, like, the same thing, I think. One of them's naked combat. The other one's, like, nude wrestling. I don't know. But they're, like, made by the Kink Palace people. And those mm-hmm. are really cool because they wrestle. And as they wrestle, like, their skimpy outfits come off. And I think that they get more points for, like, touching the other person's genitals or whatever. And the winner gets to fuck the loser.
With what? When it's the girls?
Women have strap-ons.
Oh, okay.
Which is, like, kind of cool. I just don't like watching people blow strap-ons because that just makes no sense to me at all.
Yeah, it's like no one's having fun there.
And, like, you're just not getting, like, physical pleasure from that. And as, like, the giver.
Well, wait, hold on. Are they humming?
Ooh. I haven't heard, but maybe they, like, don't have the mics up close enough.
Yeah. Who are we talking about with, like, humming blowjobs this weekend?
That was Jeff?
Oh, yeah, Jeff.
No, Steven.
Steven. Oh, yeah, Steven yes. At Sushi.
Mm-hmm. Steven told us about an instructor, a blowjob instructor.
Who
or expert
sucked.
Or something. Who was just,
get
like,
it? He
terrible. Shut up. And recommended humming. Like, do that. Do that every time. Which, I mean, I think that
why?
We all heard that.
Why? Because you're bored because there's a dick in your mouth? I got nothing to do. There's a dick in my mouth.
Getting bored, got this cock.
Getting bored, I want this guy to come. La, la, la.
Oh, you can, like, start humming the Jeopardy theme. This is taking forever.
You don't know, like, you hum, I'll make the weird sucky noises go.
That was rude. You should have warned me.
No. Ugh. Surprise, you got cum in your throat. Gross. Don't laugh, it'll come out of your nose.
That's happened before. I sneezed and it came out my nose.
What?
Burned.
Did he have like a dusty dick? Like, why'd you sneeze?
I don't know. Like, my nose was probably getting tickled by his pubes or something. I don't know. I just sneezed.
You've blown
like the
people
best
that have pubes?
I have. It's surprising.
It is surprising.
It is. I think most people have pubes.
No, I know. When they're old enough.
Yeah, that's true. You need to go through part of puberty to get those hairs down there.
So speaking of puberty and growing up, Sarah helped me pick out an awesome outfit for the wedding. I looked awesome. So
it was an awesome outfit.
Yeah, it was
he
an
looked awesome.
Awesome. No, I was getting compliments like left and right.
Dude,
and Sarah
like
was
all
like
over.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah, easily the best dressed guy there.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like, kind of a compliment to herself.
Well,
so
yeah,
yeah.
I'm
Captain
very validated.
Captain Arrogant over here in the corner. But yeah.
Like, people are always saying that like men are the visual creatures, but really, mm-hmm. I mean, women like looking at things also. We just have never gotten anything really nice to look at. You guys all kind of dress like slobs for the most part.
Oh yeah.
All of you men. All of them.
All of us dress like slobs. I am 100% with you there. I don't do shit. I roll out of bed. My jeans are on the floor where I left them right before I hopped into bed. I throw those on. And then I like walk over to the closet and grab one of my many black shirts.
You have some white and gray now?
Yeah.
Or like slightly lighter black because they're so old?
Yeah, yeah. It's like 30% of my shirts are not black. Shirts that I wear now. I have like a bunch of shirts from before when I wasn't buying clothing that I'd wear. Remember, like Jess gave them all to me. My ex gave them all to me, and they're all like colorful and stuff. But
I've
now they're
never really worn anymore.
Yeah, I don't really wear them. I have enough where I can be like monochromatic for the whole week, so I just kind of stick to that.
I like dressing in a grayscale.
Yeah.
Like black, white, gray, they're classic. You look like an old-timey cartoon. It's really fun.
Yeah. The only color I have will be like in the shoes that I wear.
Which is great. That's a wonderful place to have a pop of color.
Because
it pops.
Pops in
you
your
get
butt.
It's got zazz.
Zazzing in your butt.
Yes, because you can kick it with your zazzy shoes. Turn them into poop shoes.
Turn them into poop shoes. I have no idea what the fuck we're talking about at this point.
What was the first pornography that you saw?
I don't know.
Was it like erotica? Was it on the internet?
I think it was a VHS.
Ooh.
Okay, so I don't know if it was the first one. I just remember that, like, I think I was like 11. It was like middle school and my mom was at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh, I wonder what's in her room. So I go in there, and I'm like, there's like this bag, and I pull it out, and there's like a dildo.
Oh my goodness.
And there's like a VHS, and like there's all this stuff. And my mom's like a gym nut, and she's pretty consistent, so I wasn't like worried that she'd like come back. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, what's in this?
You knew you had time.
Yeah, I was like, I had time. I put it in, and it's just like, I forgot. I don't even remember what it was. It's just people fucking. And I was like, oh, it was an orgy.
Ooh, a
yeah,
lot of
yeah, there was
people
a bunch
fucking
of people. And I was like, whoa.
So that's, they can do that?
Like, I see. And then I looked over at, like, the dick-shaped thing, the dildo. And I'm like, oh, I see what this is for. This is, like, her jerk-off kit. Because by then, I had been jerking off for a while.
Yeah.
So I was like,
smart kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I got bored quick. School was not doing it for me. I found my penis. And I just, I haven't stopped.
Yeah, I mean, it's done. Why would you ever stop?
Yeah.
That was probably my biggest worry about this weekend. I was thinking on Thursday night when I was in the shower, I was like, oh, fuck, we're not going to be able to jerk off for like 3 days.
Yeah, I was worried about that too. Like, I...
It's a valid concern.
Whenever I travel, like, honestly, it's not... I think, like, when people want me to go visit them and stuff, like, I have to go do other things. Like, it's not the travel that bothers me. It's like, I mean, that's what I tell them. Like, oh, man, that's like 5 hours away. I don't want to spend my weekend driving to San Francisco and back. But really, it's like, no, I don't want to not jerk off or jerk off in, like, somebody's house. I just want to be in my bed and, like, fapping away.
Mm-hmm. It's a better way to spend a weekend than, you know, hanging out with your friends.
Yeah, or family.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, oh, come visit. Like, nah.
No, I have stuff to do.
Yeah, like, I've got really important things I need to take care of. Mm-hmm. It's called stress management.
It's very healthy.
Yeah.
Good for the prostate.
So, like, one weird thing about going to, like, private, like, Christian school was that, like, you're told that jerking off is bad. Like, a lot of people, I don't know if it was told to me directly by the school, but, like, that the culture was seeped with it, right? Like, mm-hmm. the idea that, like, jerking off is bad. So I remember just, like, feeling really conflicted about jerking off.
Because how could something so good be bad?
Yeah.
Why would a loving God do that?
God made you perfect in every way. Oh, nah, wait, no.
But not the ways that feel good.
Except your penis. He doesn't want you touching that. Unless you're peeing.
And then, you know, just shake it off a little bit. Don't go crazy.
Well, like, I was talking to my, I'm not going to name any names. I was talking to, like, a cousin of mine, somebody in my family, a while ago when I was, like, 16. And I was, like, I was really into jerking off. So I was, like, yo, dude, yeah like, I'm going to go do this. And he's, like, what? I'm, like, wait, jerking off? Like, don't you jerk off, like, daily? I do. And he's, like, no. I was, like, how many times have you jerked off in your life? He's, like, 3.
Oh, my God.
He's, like, you jerked off 3 times? How old are you? Like, 15? Yeah, you're 15. That's way too.
That's weird. Well, was it because of shame, or did he just, like, not...
I don't know.
Not really like it.
He just didn't seem interested. And then I asked him. I was, like, well... He's, like, well, I got a girlfriend. And I was, like, but she's not here, and you're not fucking her, right? Like, how often do you see her? Have you had sex with her? You're, like, oh, she lives far away. And yeah, we've had sex, which I think was a lie, but I don't know.
Who can tell?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. The point is, even if you had sex with your girlfriend, like, once a month or whenever the hell you saw this person, you'd still, like, that's still not enough.
Like, using your hand, that's not cheating because it's not a person. It's fine.
Yeah. That's, like, this whole weird, like, the whole idea of, like, desiring someone and that being bad, like, picture, like, that was taught to me, like, that, mm-hmm. like, oh, you're, like, lusting. Yeah, that's the word, lusting. After someone. Like, oh, if you looking at a woman is fine. If you look at the woman and you want to bang her, that's sin.
And she's a bad woman. She should be covering up.
Yeah, well, it's her fault, right?
Yeah.
Why isn't she wearing a blanket?
Are you supposed to, like, walk around with your eyes closed?
Yeah.
That would be madness.
What, do I need, like, a walking stick to tap around and mm-hmm. figure out which way I can go? Like, keep me away from the boobs.
Yeah. That's what needs to happen.
Oh, man. And that's like, a whole weird... That's another world of, like, something we can talk about. Like, what... How does it make sense that, like, the responsibility for covering up is on the woman? Like, men can't control themselves. They've got dicks.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a dick, so I can only imagine that when you see something that you want to fuck, like, you have to.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, she should just, you know, bend over.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you got it down. That's pretty much, you've summed it up.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So, our cat is, like, the dumbest cat. And... we've had actual serious conversations about getting rid of him.
I don't love him anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your love grew stale.
He just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
Which is my bad. Shouldn't have gotten a cat. It was a commitment. But
it's also
a cat.
It's one you can back out of, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I liked him at first. He started peeing everywhere. and pooping. That was the main thing. I wonder if we could just borrow him whenever there's like a mouse. Rat. Yeah. Because that was cool.
Yeah, that was great. He got like 3.
I still think we should just put him in the attic.
I think he'd be useless. He's really? Such a bitch. He'd just be like, he'd probably get stuck. He'd get stuck in the attic, and along with the beep, we would hear meows.
Until he died.
Yeah. And look at how fat he is. Like, that could take forever. I don't want to listen to a starving cat in my walls and ceiling.
He's like howling at the night.
And what if he can live off of rats?
Then he'll be like a monster that lives in our attic. That'd be so fucking cool. They'd be like, "What's up there?" And you're like, "Don't even go there. Here it's haunted by our cat."
If you listen, you can hear him meowing.
On in the night. He is the night. I just picture like a rat like walking down a dark alley in our attic.
Wearing a trench coat?
No. And he's like wearing he's not wearing anything. Shut up. And he's like little footprints are going like pat, 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 pat. And then Bagheera's like then he like looks over his shoulder and the camera pans and it's just like dark, right? And then these two like orbs start glowing and it's like Bagheera's eyes opened up.
See the eyes.
And he's like, "No." And before like he can do anything, like Bagheera's on him. Mm-hmm. And he's like biting his face and like fuck, like
flipping him around, playing with him before he dies.
Yeah.
As he really likes to do.
Yeah. And it'd be way cooler if that like the rat was with its wife and like its kid. And I'd just seen like Zorro.
And like the wife is wearing pearls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little baby rat. All excited. He loved Zorro.
Yeah. He was like all into it, but it's his fault that the parents are dead.
It is. It's always the kid's fault.
Mouse bat.
Bats are like mice.
Bat mouse.
Flying rats.
So we're gonna try to get another guest at some point. I think we're good with this one. Anything else to say? This has been pretty mellow.
Yeah, I think we're good.
That was a fart.
That was beautiful. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Sarah.
And with that, dear listeners, we bid you good night.
Yeah, don't forget to touch yourself. Bye.
Oh, it smells.
What? Smell. You smell.